Hello, I'm Naomi Walls, and together with Martijn Ogehand and Wibo Dijkstra at TU Delft in the Netherlands, and part of that course was to create a course to teach others how to develop their courses for blended learning. Another portion of that was that we looked for best practices and what worked and didn't work during the COVID times. We put out a survey during the OE Global. And we also had surveyed university faculty here at TU Delft. We also did a little bit of research, just finding what had been done and what was going on. And we also took some observations from our weekly webinars and other sources on campus. And we've created a research report based on that. We clarified some terms utilizing blended learning, and we also looked at the teacher readiness. We talked about the dark side of isolation during repeated lockdowns and some things that happen for students. And there will be a further in-depth literature review specifically regarding isolated students. We also made like an emergency plan. One of the things that was difficult for universities was creating mass change for so many courses with different faculties all at once, with changing policies of different lockdowns and different restrictions. So what we did is we created a lecture emergency satchel with all the resources in one page that they could use when lockdowns immediately rolled out. So we can pull back that page as soon as there is another lockdown, if there is in the future. But we can also do it for any other emergency in the future as well. We also looked at what was some of the common issues during the change management. Some of the things that we often heard from lecturers was requests for various licenses and having some sort of pool of licenses at a university level, not just a faculty level, allowing them to pilot things, but also to share advanced tools that went beyond some of the basic video production type stuff. We also realized that students needed more social learning spaces. So we provided some suggested social elements that could be added to courses fairly easily. And we specifically talked about icebreakers and the need for those for students to get started on topics in their courses. And we also talked about bringing students back to campus and some things that might happen in those spaces. That's the basics of the research report that we've created and is on the EAAPTO website for the Digital Pro projects. Thanks for listening in.